Chapter 33. He has two sons that must starve, and he never gives them a farthing. If Mrs. Masham buys the land, I will desire her to get the queen, to give some pension to the old fool, to keep him from absolutely starving. What do you meddle with other people's affairs for? Says Stella. Oh, but Mr. Masham and his wife are very urgent with me, since I first put them in the head of it. I dined with Sir Matthew Dudley, who, I doubt, will soon lose his employment. 12. Morning. I am going to hunt out old Froud, and to do some business in the city. I have not yet called to Patrick to know whether it be fair. It has been past dropping these 2 days. Rainy weather hurts my pain and my purse. He tells me 'tis very windy, and begins to look dark. Woe be to my shillings. An old saying and a true, few fillings, many shillings. If the day be dark, my purse will be light. To my enemies be this curse, a dark day and a light purse. And so I'll rise, and go to my fire, for Patrick tells me I have a fire, yet it is not shaving day, nor is the weather cold. This is too extravagant. What has become of Dilly? I suppose you have him with you. Stella's just now showing a white leg, and putting it into the slipper. Present my service to her, and tell her I am engaged to the dean, and desire she will come to. Or, Dingley, can't you write a note? This is Stella's morning dialogue. No, morning speech I mean. Morrow, sirs, and let me rise as well as you. But I promise you Walls can't dine with the dean today, for she is to be at Mrs. Proby's just after dinner, and to go with Gracie Spencer, 17, to the shops, to buy a yard of muslin, and a silver lace for an under-petticoat. Morrow again, sirs. At night. I dined with Stratford in the city, but could not finish my affairs with him. But now I am resolved to buy £500 South Sea stock, which will cost me 380 ready money, and I will make use of the bill of £100 you sent me, and transfer Mrs. Walls over to Hawkshaw. Or if she dislikes it, I will borrow £100 of the secretary, and repay her. 3 shillings coach hire today. I have spoken to Froud's brother, to get me the lowest price of the estate, to tell Mrs. Masham. 13. I dined privately with a friend today in the neighborhood. Last Saturday night I came home, and the drab had just washed my room, and my bed-chamber was all wet, and I was forced to go to bed in my own defense, and no fire. I was sick on Sunday, and now have got a swinging cold. I scolded like a dog at Patrick, although he was out with me. I detest washing of rooms. Can't they wash them in a morning, and make a fire, and leave open the windows? I slept not a wink last night for hawking, 18, and spitting. And now everybody has colds. Here's a clutter. I'll go to bed, and sleep if I can. 14. Lady Mountjoy sent to me 2 days ago, so I dined with her today, and in the evening went to see Lord Treasurer. I found Patrick had been just there with a audia, 19, and my lord had returned answer that he desired to see me. Mrs. Masham was with him when I came, and they are never disturbed. 'Tis well she is not very handsome. They sit alone together settling the nation. I sat with Lady Oxford, and stopped Mrs. Masham as she came out, and told her what progress I had made, etc., and then went to Lord Treasurer. He is very well, only uneasy at rising or sitting, with some rheumatic pain in his thigh, and a foot weak. He showed me a small paper, sent by an unknown hand to one Mr. Cook, who sent it to my lord. It was written in plain large letters thus, Hawk G-D's knife did not succeed, F-N's yet may do the deed. And a little below, earn this, you dog. My lord has frequently such letters as these. Once he showed me one, which was a vision describing a certain man, his dress, his sword, and his countenance, who was to murder my lord. And he told me he saw a fellow in the chapel at Windsor with a dress very like it. They often send him letters signed, Your Humble Servant, The Devil, and such stuff. I sat with him till after 10, and have business to do. 15. The secretary came yesterday to town from Hampton Court, so I went to him early this morning, but he went back last night again. And coming home tonight I found a letter from him to tell me that he was just come from Hampton Court and just returning and will not be here till Saturday night. A pox take him, he stops all my business. I'll beg leave to come back when I have got over this and hope to see MD in Ireland soon after Christmas. I'm weary of courts and want my journeys to Lerwicker. They did me more good than all the ministries these 20 years. I dined today in the city, but did no business as I designed. Lady Mountjoy tells me that Dilly is got to Ireland, and that the Archbishop of Dublin was the cause of his returning so soon. The Parliament was prorogued 2 days ago for a fortnight, which, with the Queen's absence, makes the town very dull and empty. They tell me the Duke of Ormond brings all the world away with him from Ireland. London has nothing so bad in it in winter as ear nuts of Irish folks, but I go to no coffee house, and so I seldom see them. This letter shall go on Saturday, and then I am even with the world again. I have lent money, and cannot get it, and am forced to borrow for myself. 16. My man made a blunder this morning, and let up a visitor, when I had ordered to see nobody. So I was forced to hurry a hangdog instrument of mine into my bedchamber, and keep him cooling his heels there above an hour. I am going on fairly in the common forms of a great cold. I believe it will last me about 10 days in all. I should have told you that in those two verses sent to Lord Treasurer, G-D stands for Giscard. That is easy, but we differed about F-N. I thought it was for Frenchmen, because he hates them, and they him. And so it would be, that although Giscard's knife missed its design, the knife of a Frenchman might yet do it. My lord thinks it stands for Felton, the name of him that stabbed the first Duke of Buckingham. Sir Andrew Fountain and I dined with the Vans today, and my cold made me loiter all the evening. Stay, young women, don't you begin to owe me a letter? Just a month today, since I had your N. 222. I'll stay a week longer, and then, I'll expect like a gog. Till then you may play at Omber, and so forth, as you please. The Whigs are still crying down our peace, but we will have it, I hope, in spite of them. The Emperor comes now with his 2 ex-a-penny, and promises wonders to continue the war, but it is too late. Only I hope the fear of it will serve to spur on the French, to be easy and sincere. Night, sirs. I'll go early to bed. 17. Morning. This goes tonight. I will put it myself in the post office. I had just now a long letter from the Archbishop of Dublin, giving me an account of the ending year session, how it ended in a storm, which storm, by the time it arrives here, will be only half nature. I can't help it, I won't hide. I often advised the dissolution of that parliament, although I did not think the scoundrels had so much courage, but they have it only in the wrong, like a bully that will fight for a whore and run away in an army. I believe, by several things the Archbishop says, he is not very well either with the government or clergy. See how luckily my paper ends with a fortnight. God Almighty bless and preserve dearest little MD. I suppose your Lord Lieutenant is now setting out for England. I wonder the Bishop of Clare does not write to me, or let me know of his statues, and how he likes them. I will write to him again, as soon as I have leisure. Farewell, dearest M.D., and love Presto, who loves M.D. infinitely above all earthly things, and who will. My service to Mrs. Stoyt and Catherine. I'm sitting in my bed, but will rise to seal this. Morrow, dear Oaks. Farewell again, dearest M.D., etc. Letter 35. London, Nov. 17-17-11. I put my last this evening in the post office. I dined with Dr. Cockburn. This being Queen Elizabeth's birthday, we have the D and all to do among us. I just heard of the stir as my letter was sealed this morning, and was so cross I would not open it to tell you. I have been visiting Lady Oglethorpe 1 and Lady Worsley 2. The latter is lately come to town for the winter, and with child, and what care you? This is Queen Elizabeth's birthday, usually kept in this town by apprentices, etc. Semicolon, but the witch designed a mighty procession by midnight, and had laid out £1,000, to dress up the Pope, devil, cardinals, several, etc., and carry them with torches about, and burn them. They did it by contribution. Garth gave 5 guineas. Dr. Garth, I mean, if ever you heard of him. But they were seized last night, by order from the secretary. You will have an account of it, for they bawl it about the streets already. 3. They had some very foolish and mischievous designs, and it was thought they would have put the rabble upon assaulting my Lord Treasurer's house and the secretary's, and other violences. The militia was raised to prevent it, and now, I suppose, all will be quiet. The figures are now at the secretary's office at Whitehall. I design to see them if I can. 18. I was this morning with Mr. Secretary, who just came from Hampton Court. He was telling me more particulars about this business of burning the Pope. It cost a great deal of money, and had it gone on, would have cost 3 times as much. But the town is full of it, and half a dozen Grub Street papers already. The secretary and I dined at Brigadier Britton's, but I left them at 6, upon an appointment with some sober company of men and ladies, to drink punch at Sir Andrew Fountain's. We were not very merry, and I don't love rack punch, I love it better with brandy. Are you of my opinion? Why then, 12 penny weather, sirs, why don't you play at shuttlecock? I have thought of it 100 times. Faith, Presto will come over after Christmas, and we'll play with Stella before the cold weather is gone. Do you read the Spectators? I never do, they never come in my way, I go to no coffee houses. They say abundance of them are very pretty, they are going to be printed in small volumes, I'll bring them over with me. I shall be out of my hurry in a week, and if Lee be not gone over, I will send you by him what I am now finishing. I don't know where Lee is, I have not seen him this good while, though he promised to call. I shall send to him. The Queen comes to town on Thursday for good and all. 19. I was this morning at Lord Dartmouth's office, and sent out for him from the Committee of Council, about some business. I was asking him more concerning this bustle about the figures in waxwork of the Pope, and devil, etc. He was not at leisure, or he would have seen them. I hear the owners are so impudent, that they design to replevin them by law. I am assured, that the figure of the devil, is made as like Lord Treasurer as they could. Why, I dined with a friend in St. James Street. Lord Treasurer, I am told, was abroad today. I will know tomorrow how he does after it. The Duke of Marlborough is come, and was yesterday at Hampton Court with the Queen. No, it was t'other day. No, it was yesterday. For today I remember Mr. Secretary was going to see him, when I was there, not at the Duke of Marlborough's, but at the Secretary's. The Duke is not so fond of me. What care I? I won 7 shillings tonight at picket. I play 2x a year or so. 20. I have been so teased with Whiggish discourse by Mrs. Barton and Lady Betty Germain, never saw the like. They turn all this affair of the Pope burning into ridicule, and, indeed, they have made too great a clutter about it, if they had no real reason to apprehend some tumults. I dined with Lady Betty. I hear Prior's commission is passed to be ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary for the peace. My Lord Privy Seal, who you know, is Bishop of Bristol, is the other, and Lord Strafford, already ambassador at The Hague, the third. I am forced to tell you, ignorant sluts, who is who. I was punning scurvily with Sir Andrew Fountain and Lord Pembroke this evening. Do you ever pun now? Sometimes with the Dean, or Tom Lee. 4. Prior puns very well. Also, I must go see His Excellency. 'Tis a noble advancement. But they could do no less, after sending him to France. Lord Stratford is as proud as hell, and how he will bear one of Prior's mean birth on an equal character with him, I know not. And so I go to my business, and bid you good night. 21. I was this morning busy with my printer. I gave him the fifth sheet, 5, and then I went and dined with him in the city, to correct something, and alter, etc., and I walked home in the dusk, and the rain overtook me. And I found a letter here from Mr. Lewis. Well, and so I opened it. And he says the piece is past danger, etc. Well, and so there was another letter enclosed in his. Well, and so I looked on the outside of this t'other letter. Well, and so who do you think this t'other letter was from? Well, and so I'll tell you, it was from little M.D.N. 223-23-23-23. I tell you it is no more, I have told you so before. But I just looked again to satisfy you. Hi, Stella, you write like an emperor, a great deal together, a very good hand, and but 4 false spellings in all. Shall I send them to you? I am glad you did not take my correction ill. Well, but I won't answer your letter now, sir. A saucer boxes. No, no, not yet. Just a month and 3 days from the last, which is just 5 weeks. You see it comes, just when I begin to grumble. 22. Morning. Took has just brought me Dingley's money. I will give you a note for it at the end of this letter. There was half a crown for entering the letter of attorney, but I swore to stop that. I'll spend your money bravely here. Morrow, dear sirs. At night. I dined today with Sir Thomas Hanmer, his wife, the Duchess of Grafton, 6, dined with us. She wears a great high head dress, such as was in fashion 15 years ago, and looks like a mad woman in it. Yet as he has great remains of beauty. I was this evening to see Lord Harley, and thought to have sat with Lord Treasurer, but he was taken up with the Dutch envoy and such folks, and I would not stay. One particular in life here, different from what I have in Dublin, is that whenever I come home I expect to find some letter for me, and seldom miss, and never any worth a farthing, but often to vex me. The Queen does not come to town till Saturday. Prior is not yet declared, but these ministers being at Hampton Court, I know nothing, and if I write news from common hands, it is always lies. You will think it affectation, but nothing has vexed me more for some months past than people I never saw pretending to be acquainted with me, and yet speak ill of me to, at least some of them. An old crooked Scotch countess, whom I never heard of in my life, told the Duchess of Hamilton, 7, t'other day, that I often visited her. People of worth never do that, so that a man only gets the scandal of having scurvy acquaintance. 3 ladies were railing against me some time ago, and said they were very well acquainted with me, 2 of which I had never heard of, and the 3rd I had only seen twice, where I happened to visit. A man who has once seen me in a coffee house will ask me how I do, when he sees me talking at court with a minister of state, who is sure to ask me how I came acquainted with that scoundrel. But come, sirs, this is all stuff to you, so I'll say no more on this side the paper, but turn over. 23. My printer invited Mr. Lewis and me to dine at a tavern today, which I have not done 5 times since I came to England. I never will call it Britain, pray don't call it Britain. My week is not out, and one side of this paper is out, and I have a letter to answer of M.D.'s into the bargain. Must I write on the 3rd side? Faith, that will give you an ill habit. I saw Lee last night. He gives a terrible account of Stern. He reckons he is seduced by some wench. He is over head and ears in debt, and has pawned several things. Lee says he goes on Monday next for Ireland, but believes Stern will not go with him. Stern has kept him these 3 months. Lee has got the apron and things, and promises to call for the box at Chester, but I despair of it. Good night, sirs, I have been late abroad. 24. I have finished my pamphlet 8 today, which has cost me so much time and trouble. It will be published in 3 or 4 days, when the Parliament begins sitting. I suppose the queen has come to town, but know nothing, having been in the city finishing and correcting with the printer. When I came home, I found letters on my table as usual, and one from your mother, to tell me that you desire your writings and a picture should be sent to me, to be sent over to you. I have just answered her letter, and promised to take care of them, if they be sent to me. She is at Farnham. It is too late to send them by Lee. Besides, I will wait your orders, Madam Stella. I am going to finish a letter to Lord Treasurer about reforming our language. 9. But first I must put an end to a ballad. And go you to your cards, sirs, this is card season. 25. I was early with the secretary today, but he was gone to his devotions, and to receive the sacrament. Several rakes did the same. It was not for piety, but employments, according to Act of Parliament. I dined with Lady Mary Dudley. 10. And passed my time since insipidly, only I was at court at noon, and saw 50 acquaintance I had not met this long time. That is the advantage of a court, and I fancy I am better known than any man that goes there. Sir John Walters, 11, quarrel with me has entertained the town ever since, and yet we never had a word, only he railed at me behind my back. The Parliament is again to be prorogued for 8 or 9 days, for the Whigs are too strong in the House of Lords. Other reasons are pretended, but that is the truth. The prorogation is not yet known, but will be tomorrow. 26. Mr. Lewis and I dined with a friend of his, and unexpectedly there dined with us an Irish knight, one Sir John St. Leger, 12, who follows the law here, but at a great distance. He was so pert, I was forced to take him down more than once. I saw today the Pope, and Devil, and the other figures of cardinals, etc., 15 in all, which have made such a noise. I have put an understrapper upon writing a twopenny pamphlet, 13, to give an account of the whole design. My large pamphlet, 14, will be published tomorrow. Copies are sent to the great men this night. Domville, 15, is come home from his travels. I am vexed at it. I have not seen him yet. I design to present him to all the great men. 27. Domville came to me this morning, and we dined at Pontac's, and were all day together, till 6 this evening. He is perfectly as fine a gentleman as I know. He set me down at Lord Treasurer's, with whom I stayed about an hour, till Monsieur Buys, the Dutch envoy, came to him about business. My Lord Treasurer is pretty well, but stiff in the hips with the remains of the rheumatism. I am to bring Domville to my Lord Harley in a day or two. It was the dirtiest rainy day that ever I saw. The pamphlet is published. Lord Treasurer had it by him on the table, and was asking me about the mottos in the title page. He gave me one of them himself. 16. I must send you the pamphlet, if I can. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.